Good morning. Thanks for coming. Want to take this opportunity to introduce Ray Horton, as our defensive coordinator. Extremely excited that Ray's here. He's had success as a player, as a coach, and obviously the last 2 years as a defensive coordinator at Arizona. He's an outstanding person and coach, and comes highly recommended and highly regarded from people that I've talked to as I went through my research and finding out about Ray. People have great things to say about him. He's very competitive, a fiery guy as a coach. He relates very well to the players and is an outstanding teacher. And those are all three qualities that will bode well for us here and help us be the best we can be. As I've mentioned from the beginning, my vision of the Browns defense and what I want the Browns defense to be is an attacking style defense. We're, you know, guys are flying around. We're getting after it, playing fast and playing physical. I want an emphasis on fundamentals, tackling, covering, rushing the passer, playing run defense, and that's extremely important for me as well. And then I want us to be innovative in our ability to put our guys in position to, for them to be successful and be able to make plays and do what they do best. And Ray's demonstrated these things as a defensive coordinator and as a defensive coach throughout his career. And those are the things that really I want to be the Browns defense and define the Browns defense. From an offensive perspective, I've always felt that the 34 multi-front, multi-look defenses are the toughest ones to play against. And because of the reasons that they show multiple looks that you have to prepare for, they can create confusion in your schemes, in your blocking schemes, and also in the pass game as well. The flexibility that they give in terms of the blitz packages that they can play, and then just not knowing basically what they're doing. They really attack the offense and are in position to attack the offense and play that style. I've used the word hybrid to describe that as a descriptive term for that style of defense. As that defense has become more common and moving away from the traditional 34 single front defense. So, you know, that style of defense, the multi-front attacking defense, is the defense that I've looked at is the toughest to play against as from an offensive perspective, and the defense that we want to be here as the Browns defense. As I've looked at Ray and studied Ray for what he's done at Arizona, it fits perfectly and meshes perfectly with the vision that I have for this defense, and that's what this Browns defense will be. Again, I'm extremely excited for Ray to be here. Can't wait to get started, and I'll introduce Ray now as the new defensive coordinator.
Thanks, Coach. First of all, I'd like to say I'm excited to be here in Cleveland. I'd like to thank Mr. Haslam, Mr. Banner, Mr. Lombardi for the opportunity to come here and be a part of Coach Rob's team. I think people are, what are we? I don't really care what we are on defense. I want to know, what are we going to look like? We're going to look like an aggressive, forward, attacking defense that has big men that can run and little men that can hit. And I've seen that on tape. And that's the most important thing to me is, what do we look like? Not what we line up in. We may be a 3-4 on one snap. We may be a 4-3 on another snap. I guarantee you we'll be a 5-2 sometimes, and we'll be a 4-4 sometimes. We are a multi-front attacking defense, and that's the most important thing, not what player lines up where, how he stands, what stance he's in, attacking aggressive defense. And I'm excited because I've been in the airport here in Cleveland. I've been around the city, and I've met season ticket holders. I met a guy last night in the airport that was flying out. He said, I'm in the dog pound, three rows up on the right-hand side. I've met baggage handlers that are saying, hey, we're excited to have this group of men here leading the Cleveland Browns team. So I'm excited about the fans' excitement about the Cleveland Browns and what Coach Rob's going to put together here with a fantastic staff. And I just wanted to take the opportunity to thank the fans out there that have been truly welcoming to me, new into Cleveland, and I'm excited to be on Coach Rob's staff. I've coached against him a number of times here in Cleveland, in San Diego, in Carolina, and he's always given me fits with his offense, so I'm just glad I don't have to defense him anymore. So with that, I'd like to open up to any questions you may have.
Hey, Ray, I'm Tom Witherson, the AP. Welcome.
Thank you, Tom.
Hey, what's it like for an old Steeler to wear the brown and orange?
Well, I tell you what, the day I walked in, everybody's been supportive, and I'm excited about the dog pound, about Cleveland, about the fan support, the fan base of welcoming a team back and welcoming winners. And what we're trying to do here, men, is just improve every day, and the fan support is already there. And we're just going to – I'm excited to be here on the other side of the field now.
You just went through the whole process. Did you think you'd be a head coach right now?
I had hoped that. But, you know, it's a process, and I didn't make the saying, but you can only control what you can control. And I can't control that other than myself interviewing well. It's really, a factor, and I think Coach Rob can echo this. It's really a reflection of your men, how they perform on the field for you. And that's really what my resume is. My resume is the players that we have on the field and how they perform. So am I disappointed? Yes. Am I excited to be here? I'm absolutely excited to be here. And I think as you go through that process, it was a great learning experience for me, myself. And I think hopefully Mr. Haslam and Mr. Banner, they learned something too. So it's important, I think, that you do go through the process because it opens up avenues of the ability to get yourself in front of some owners, some GMs, some CEOs that go, wow, I didn't realize this person was that. And Coach Rob may echo that, but it is important to go through the process and, most importantly, to respect the process.
This is for you, Rob. Since Ray did come close to getting a head coaching job this year, are you concerned that this might be just a one-year deal, that, you know, you could lose him after one season?
Not at all. I feel like as a head coach, you want to bring the best people. And if you're doing a good job of bringing those people, they're going to have opportunities, down the road. So I'm excited about Ray being here and bringing what he brings from an expertise standpoint. Some of the things I talked about from a defensive style standpoint, we're building the Browns defense. And I would hope that Ray, along with any other coach on the staff, will have opportunities have their day and rise up the ladder.
Ray, with ESPN Cleveland, welcome.
Thank you.
As you said, head coaching job usually predicated on the performance of your guys on the field. Knowing that, did you really comb through the defensive side of this roster before you accepted the job?
Yeah, I did. Both sides, actually. I think you have to be diligent. Yes, I did. And what I saw was one of the opening statements. What I saw was big men that can run and little men that will hit. And if you give me that two things, we'll be a good defense.
When you were studying the team for your head coaching interview, can you talk a little bit about what you saw on the defense, what some of these players will bring to the table for you? I mean, are you excited about what you have there?
I'm very excited. And I think you'll hear this probably all through spring. It's a combination of big men that can run. When you watch our defensive line, they get after the quarterback, and then they turn and run and make multiple plays downfield. And then you see our little guys who you know can run, but the thing that impresses you is that they can hit. Now, I'll say that repeatedly. If you give me these two things, big men that can run like our guys can and little men that will hit, we have a chance to be a very successful defense.
When you look at guys like if you do want to run more of a 3-4, at least in your base, how much of an overhaul do you have to do? I mean, it looks like you've got Ataba and Phil there at tackle. Can Jabal play outside linebacker? Can you just kind of run through how do you transform this into more of a 3-4 front?
Right. Going back, I use the word multiple front. Coach Rob uses hybrid. They're the same term. They're just different semantics of language. We are going to be a defense that gives offenses problem. Our guys can play a multitude of things. I don't like to get pigeonholed into, well, he is this. Here's what we're going to be. We're going to be a team that looks at the offense and tries to take away what they do best. Now, that may mean one snap being a 5-2. The next snap, it may be a 4-4. It will be predicated by what the offense does. And we have athletes that can stand up, that can put their hand in the ground, that can run. So that's why I go back to the multi-front defense. I can't tell you what we're going to be right now. It depends on who we line up game one against. What do they do? What do we need to take away? The thing I'm most excited about is I have a group of athletes that can run and hit, and they're not limited to just saying, coach, line me up in a specific front number system and play. Just run and hit.
Took over at Arizona, what kind of defenses were they running before, and I guess how much did you change?
They were running a hybrid 3-4, 4-3, and we came in and ran my package of a multiple front attacking. So there was difference. As Coach Rob said, some traditional 3-4s are what you would call a 0 and 2-5s. They don't move. We move. So, again, I think a lot of people would get caught up in semantics of, well, what are you? We're an attacking, multi-front, multi-coverage defense.
Do you understand why there's so much kind of trepidation around here? Because there have been so many coaching changes, so many defensive changes, so many changes. And then you hear another. And we always are told when you change this, it takes a year or two to get the right people and all that stuff.
No, I'm not aware of the trepidation because Coach Rob and I are just new here. And we're going to build a Cleveland Brown foundation from the top. With Mr. Haslam, Mr. Banner, Mr. Lombardi, Coach Rob, something that's going to be very successful here because the fan support is fantastic, the leadership support is fantastic. So I don't believe we have any trepidation about what happened in the past. We're just looking forward to getting better every day, and we've got some very good players.
How long does it take players, in your experience, you talk about using these multiple fronts, but to get up to speed to being able to play all of them where they're reacting instead of thinking, will there be a transitional period? Because players last year talked about in the second year of getting back to playing the 4-3, they felt much more comfortable. Mm-hmm. They were reacting instead of trying to think out there. Your thoughts on how long that could take?
Hopefully not long. I would hope the biggest transition is terminology. Because if I'm a nose tackle, I'm somewhere in the vicinity of the center. If I'm an end, I'm somewhere in the vicinity of the guard or the tackle. Now, whether you line up on the outside shade, head up, or inside shade, you've played football before. And all I'm asking my players to do is trust us as a coaching staff that we'll put them in great positions. So whether you're a guard, center, tackle on offense or on defense, whether you're on the center, guard, or tackle, it's still football. And I keep going back to my point. I've got big men that will run, little men that will hit. That's all I need. And it's still football.
Ray, will it really be a mirror image of Pittsburgh?
I didn't say that, I don't believe. this will be a mirror image of Coach Rob and his wishes and his likes and his desires of having a multi-front attacking defense. So I'm not sure what Pittsburgh is. I know what we will be. Quite a bit. I have a big influence by him. Probably the biggest influence that I have from him is how you treat people.
When you look at Jabal Sheard, can you see him doing, playing end, but also moving back and playing outside linebacker? I guess my question is, can he play outside linebacker and drop back and do all the things he would need to do at that position?
Well, I would hope my answer would be, let's not put limits on what players can or cannot do. Jabal is a guy that I've seen on film that can rush quarterback, is athletic. So what we're going to do as coaching staff is try to put each one of our players in the best position. Now, I don't want to put limits or expectations on anybody other than I know that they can run and that they'll hit. And so from that form, I will go back to my original thing of I'm really predicated by the offense that we're playing. What do they do best? What can I do to take it away? He may be a strong safety sometime. He could be a linebacker. He could be a DN. I want him to tell me what he can do best and not put a label on what he is.
Right. Pittsburgh, obviously, like you said, Paul Amalo. I mean, how do you look at T.J. Ward as a guy that can come down and play the run and can be an impact safety?
What I see in T.J. is a player that's dynamic in the run game, a player that's going to get better because he's a smart player that will hit. And he's one of those, I'll keep going back to it, little men that will hit. And that's what he is. He's a smaller man. He's not a big man, but he'll hit you. And so I'm excited to have TJ to be able to coach him and grow with him. and understand what he does best. He'll tell me what he does best by how he practices, how he plays. And, again, it's limitless what we can do with players that can run and hit.
Your team, the Cardinals last year, I think it was 22 interceptions or whatever the number was, is right at the top. Mm-hmm. So is that because you had the right players, or is that the scheme you're talking about, or what is that a product of?
It's a byproduct of both. Understanding, again, what the players can do best and putting them in the position. That's why I go back to, I'll use Coach Rob's term, a hybrid of what do you do best? It's what they do best. And sometimes it's a 4-4, sometimes it's a 3-4, sometimes it's a 4-3. So I think that's one of the things that I do well is I let the players tell me what to do, because they will, by how they play, how they react, what they do on the field, what they do in the meeting room. I like to be malleable, where I'm not so rigid that this is it. This is the only way to do it. You've got to be flexible and let your players tell you what they do best in certain forms of how they tell you.
You're personally disappointed at not getting a head coaching job. How disappointed were you that minorities were overlooked in the 15 openings between head coaches and front office executives this time around?
I wasn't disappointed at all for minorities. I was disappointed for Ray Horton. I can't speak for anybody but myself. And, you know, that's another label. Yeah, I'm not one to put labels on people. I talk about players. I respect the process. And the process this year appeared to be offensive-minded coaches for the most part. That's what the ownership wants. You can't control what they want. You can just control yourself, how you prepare, just as I do each week. So I'm just disappointed because you have expectations. I have expectations for our team, for our defense. And if you don't meet them, you're disappointed. I'm not mad. I'm not frustrated. Disappointment's the right adjective for me, because I was disappointed, and you move on.
You feel like your time is going to come, though, as head coach?
I hope. And you know something? If it doesn't, right now I'm very happy with this defensive team that I've inherited, and with the ability of Coach Turner and Coach Rob to lead the offense, and I'm just hoping to get sucked up in their, you know, draft and put a good defense out there.
Brady, you said the biggest thing you took away from LeBeau was how you treat people.
Mm-hmm.
Can you elaborate on that?
Well, if you've ever spent any time with Coach LeBeau, he's there's an old poem that you can be with kings and still walk and have the common touch. He does. He treats every single person like they're the most important person in the room, and it's a gift that not everybody has to really care genuinely about strangers, about other people, about your fellow coaches, about your players. And there's a word that it's man love, if you will. Players love playing for Coach LeBeau, and I think that's the highest form of respect that you can get, is that your players love playing for you.
North is every year known as kind of some of the best defense in the league. Are you excited to match up against teams that have those six times a year?
Well, I know the Baltimore Ravens are in the Super Bowl, and that's, I believe, our ultimate goal. You'd love to be that kind of team year in and year out. You love to be talked about year in and year out of having a great offense, great defense, great special teams, great team. I know we've got great fans. I've met them out there, so that part's done. And, you know, all we're trying to do is be in the same breath of the great teams year in and year out, whether it's the AFC North, whatever division. It is a competitive division that, you know, we're going to try to produce as well as we can day in and day out of getting better and better every day.
I think a lot of people look at, you know, maybe switching schemes and thinking it will take a massive overhaul in personnel. My question is, when you look at the defensive personnel that you have, how many pieces and parts how many key players do you feel like maybe you might need to add to run your defense the way you want to?
Of what I've seen on film, I've got big men that can run, little men that can hit. I love this team. I love the way it's constituted right now, because they give effort from, I saw the first game in Philadelphia all the way through to the last game against Pittsburgh, and I don't see a drop-off of effort. And if you give me that for 16 weeks like they did, you don't need anything else. You need big men that can run and little men that can hit.
You talk about having an attacking defense. How much of that is strictly blitzing, bringing more people in?
It goes back to Coach Rob again with what his desires are, first of all, and then this hybrid defense. I bring a lot. I bring little guys, the corners, they blitz. I bring big guys. I drop big guys into coverage, and that's what Coach Rob is saying in this, as he's prepared for defense, is this hybrid of what are you looking at? We're a little bit different. We bring little guys because they can run and they can hit, and I bring big guys and I drop big guys because they can run. So I've got the perfect mix here of big guys that can run and little guys that will hit.
How can you convince fans, though, that this is not going to be a step back in the win-loss column just because of all you've got this transition?
You know something? I don't think it's my job to convince anybody. I think of the fans that I've met, they've been very supportive. They've done an excellent job of supporting the Cleveland Browns, and our job is to get better every day. And they'll see it. They'll see the effort, and those things come. They really do. And so it's not my job to convince anybody. I think it's our job to keep putting out the best product we can every day, getting better and better, and that'll take care of itself.
The same questions about the overhaul changing and the schemes, just kind of the whole group of defensive guys you have there. Do you see a big period of adjustment coming for that?
Well, there's always a period of adjustment anytime there's a new scheme or new terminology put in place, and I think Ray spoke to that. As far as the roster themselves, we felt like from the very beginning that this roster, that this group of players had some flexibility. And as we get into the process a little more deeply of looking at specifics and, you know, different guys playing specific positions, we'll get to those and have those discussions at that time. But if you're a good football player, you're a good football player. And I don't think that in what we talked about, that the scheme is so different that good football players won't fit and be able to play in this scheme.
Under your category of big men that can run, mm-hmm. I wonder if you get your impressions of Billy Winn, because he seems like somebody that might be able to slide. They were even starting to slide him outside this past season. Would you envision him more as an end now, with given what you have at nose tackle?
Well, I've seen Billy quite a bit during the season, and he came up with a fantastic interception where he was rushing, the ball was tipped, he came back and made a great diving catch. And that goes back to my point of what these big men can do. They can all run, and they're athletic. And so it just gives us the ability to move guys around where, as Coach Rob said, when you prepare for somebody, that's the hardest thing of, well, where are they going to be? Because we don't know. And it just gives me more flexibility. Maybe Billy's inside, maybe he's outside, maybe he's dropping because he's so athletic. And that's what we're talking about, this defense. You can't predict what we do because we are a multiple front, multiple coverage defense. And I've got great flexibility because of the big men that can run.
Hey, Rob, last question. Was Ray always on your radar is to be one of your, you know, defensive coordinator candidates when you were interviewing for head jobs?
Yes, absolutely.
Did you have a personal relationship going back a while or just from watching his defenses?
I had known Ray personally until, you know, after we had the opportunity to talk and talk on the phone. And we talked at length about philosophy and I had done a lot of research on Ray prior to that, specifically talking to people that I knew very well and trusted very well that knew Ray, and I spoke to the kind of person he is, and that kept coming up over and over again. The type of coach he is as an outstanding coach, that's his track record, and you can see it. All you need to do is turn the tape on to find those things out, and I just felt like it was such a great fit, and we're so fortunate to have Ray here, that things worked out, that he's here, and you know, extremely excited with both Ray and with Norv that we have, you know, two men who are leaders of men and have done a great job and will do a great job here. I did not.
Does the Rooney Rule work?
Why did you feel the need to bring up your hair during interviews?
Did the Rooney Rule work? Does it or did it? This is my personal opinion, and I can't speak for anybody else, whether minority or not, or whatever that label may be. To me, I believe every NFL team owner is trying to get the best coach for their team. I don't think anybody goes into it thinking, I'm going to hire this guy because of X reason other than he's going to lead the team to victory. So from that standpoint, I respect the process. So does it work or not work? I think it worked because I think every NFL team this year hired a guy that they thought was going to lead them to victory. I don't think there was one owner that said, I'm hiring this guy because I think he's going to run my program into the ground. So does it work? Sure it works.
And then you said on the radio that you brought up your hair with it in interviews, that it was an elephant in the room and you didn't want. Could you explain that a little bit, why you felt that need?
I don't think it's an issue. As you look at me, is it an issue? I mean, am I tall, short, fat, skinny, white, black? I'm just a person. But I think I'm a little different looking than most people. I'm different than everybody in this room from the way I look, but it's not an issue. And sometimes it is, and you want to be forward with how you present yourself and make sure, because I'm sure the 3-4-4-3 was an issue here. I mean, that's not an issue to me. And I just wanted to be upfront and open because it is an abnormality, if you will.